Good Wednesday morning, everybody, and welcome on in to your FreightWaves Now Community Spotlight. Time to check in with Alan Adler, our host and writer for Truck Tech here at FreightWaves. Alan, thanks for coming on to talk a little bit about the show today.
Sure. Happy to be here. We have a fun one today, actually. It's a little bit cold where I went, but it was a lot of fun to go out to what used to be known until, yesterday as RRAI, which is Robotic Research AI, changed its name yesterday to Forterra, which does sound a lot like another company that we've talked a lot about called Proterra, but they have nothing to do with each other. Forterra is basically taking its military background in autonomy and now applying it to things like distribution yard automation, forestry products, and things like that. So a little bit different from the on-highway stuff that we write and talk a lot about on our show, but something that's definitely worth looking at. I think you've got a little clip that shows some of what happens over there. Again, it was this is down in Southwest Detroit, where Forterra is working with a company called TISI. I might get it right. Sorry. Anyway, they bring a lot of the containers in from a CSX railhead about 2 miles away. And as these are dropped off, then there's a couple of Calmar, autonomy-equipped Calmar yard tractors that move them into place. And among the things they're able to do is tuck these trailers in much tighter. You could put about 200 in if humans are driving, about 400 when you have the robots do it. So an opportunity to get involved with a little bit of that from a demonstration standpoint for tomorrow, as well as talk with Josh Arorjo, who is the CEO, actually came over from Baltimore to meet with us a few weeks ago. And we talked about sort of where Forterra is heading, what they hope to do, and really about the competition and a lot of other things.
Yeah, I had to do a little bit of a double take when I read the topic for today, because I was like, wait a second, Proterra makes batteries, but now here we are. Forterra, exactly. And as you mentioned, it's taking this autonomous application from what was military use and now putting it into the industry. And we know, of course, when we talk about robotics, that we see maybe a different company in the industry going the opposite route, right? Kodiak Robotics doing a lot of that contracting with some of their military clients instead of going out straight to the commercial trucking space. This, again, just proves, though, that it doesn't exist in a silo, right? Autonomy is not something that exists in just a single piece, either in military applications or for us here in truck and transportation. What is the ultimate goal going forward of Forterra, and what are they looking to do? How soon are they looking to accomplish that?
Well, first of all, they are involved still heavily in the military space, and they actually generate revenue there. They're on every sort of autonomous program that the military does, including one that's now moving towards production. The military and really government in several places has gotten a lot more interested in commercial technology. It used to be that the military sort of developed its own of everything and spent a lot of money doing it. And it was sort of military grade versus commercial grade, or what we might call automotive grade. And I think what you've got now is you've got these commercial opportunities. Forterra, again, has been around since about 2002, has been on the ground floor of everything autonomous with the military. But I think their business model now, and the reason for the name change, is to get to sort of a scaled up product basis. You know, they're working with Mack Trucks on some defense work. They're doing things with forestry, as I mentioned, up in Canada. And of course, this yard automation, they're not alone in the yard automation space. That, a company that we talk a lot more about is Outrider, which has really developed sort of robotic solutions for everything involved in the yard. At this point, Forterra is still piloting their yard tractors. They do the buildup of those by themselves. So they're not into any kind of production of that yet. But just getting a chance to see what is possible, as rudimentary as it is. The other thing that they're looking at, and this is how they'll stay out of some of that, what about the regulations game, is by working with the companies to essentially do things in harsh environments. That's obviously describes the military work to a T. And also, if you look at, some of the video that goes with today's piece, you see that you've got, very rough kind of pockmarked and potholes and mud and everything, not a great environment, to operate on. So things that are enclosed spaces like distribution yards that are off-road or off-highway uses where you don't have to worry about regulations, that's one of the things where they think they can scale their business up more quickly.
It's going to be interesting to see and to watch what they can accomplish. Let's touch a little bit on the newsletter this week because we got some potential news coming out of Hyliion.
Well, I'm making that one up, but I do think I'm onto something here. That has to do with some of the very close ties between Hyliion and Cummins. Cummins helped Hyliion get their natural gas engine for what was the Hypertruck ERX that's since been scrapped, or at least put on the shelf for now. And they, laid off about 175 people that were working on that. So very difficult times over at Hyliion. But they have a second business opportunity with this thing called the Carno generator. This is technology that they purchased from General Electric and are developing for, using it both for data centers as well as in the sort of the electric truck charging space. This is a generator that can essentially, like Doc Brown's invention, operate on pretty much any fuel. I wouldn't try garbage probably, but they've done it with flare gas. They can do it with hydrogen, with natural gas, and it will make electricity off of any of those. So the idea is to get this into some level of production, even this year, begin making some sales. And when that happens, they might become a very attractive candidate if this is a reliable product for any number of companies. But Cummins makes so much sense, Kylie, because they've got Rich Freeland, who's the former president of Cummins, on their board. They just hired a chief commercial officer who worked at Cummins in the data area, in the data centers area. So there's a lot of things that make sense for this, but I don't think you can look at Cummins paying for the development of this technology. I think you see them as an acquirer if it becomes something. And, one of the things that the Hyliion people are very sensitive to and is that, they're a stock that's a little over $1 a share today. At one time was over $50. So investors have taken a real bath in this company. And I think the idea of, this is a very high powered board, very, very experienced board of directors that is helping, 30-year-old Thomas Healy, make something of this and ultimately find a way to help make shareholders, if not whole, at least get them something back. And whether that means that Hyliion continues as a business itself or whether that technology becomes something, that someone else owns, I don't think that really matters so much as just trying to, help the investors who really have, those that have hung on have really taken a big haircut.
Yeah, it feels like Hyliion is one of those companies that is continuing to hold on, and they're one of the few out of that group that came really to their height in 2019, 2020, 2021 with all that fruition and raising all the capital that they did. Alan, for people who want to subscribe to the newsletter or catch the show, where can they go to do that?
Well, the show today, 3 o'clock this afternoon on the FreightWaves YouTube channel is the live airing, I guess. And then right after that, it's available on the playlist. If you go to the FreightWaves channel on YouTube, you touch shows and then find Truck Tech, you can get a full playlist there. The newsletter is Fridays at 11. You can subscribe by going to freightwaves.com and under newsletters and opt in there and sign up. It'll come in your email at 11 o'clock on Fridays, as well as be on the website.
Good stuff, Alan. Thanks for that. And thank you guys for joining us for this Community Spotlight.
Okay. Thank you.